offensive pressure for the whole game. And it's just encouraging, especially, you know, with us needing confidence going forward to try and get ourselves back in the playoffs.
Did you guys, I mean, everybody knew the stakes coming into these two games, but did you guys, in addition to the wins, do you want to send a message out there of what you're capable of with a healthy team for the first time?
Yeah, it's our first two games all year having a complete lineup, and you know, they're big pieces that we were missing for a lot of the season, with Brooks and Greeny out and a few other guys along the way, but now that the whole team's healthy, everyone's, you know, playing. You can see how complete of a game we played in the last, you know, two games here. You know, doing the right thing, stalling teams in the neutral zone. And then on the other hand, you know, power play was working, penalty kill was going, and we were able to score a lot of 5-on-5 goals as well.
When you break up ice on a 2-on-1 with Mike, do you just give him the puck?
The whole way up the ice, he was in my ear just saying, drop it. So I don't really want the puck in that situation. You know, he's the guy that is the playmaker on the line, and he's got that ability. So, you know, I just opened up, and he made a great pass.
How important is it for you guys to not get too high with these wins?
You know, we have to be excited. We have to be enthusiastic about our two wins tonight. They're very timely, very important to us. But at the same time, you know, we can't think that it's going to be easy from now on. We go into New York in a few days here, play another tough team who's on the bubble right now trying to make the playoffs as well. So it's going to be a hard game. We had a good series against them last year in the playoffs and had a couple good games so far against them this year. We just got to play like we did tonight, not be too overconfident, and just play good, solid hockey.
Mike Rivero's by stopping.